We are in the season of Lent, a time when we open our life book, metaphorically speaking, and review our lives. We painfully have to look at our actions, our words, and deeds of the past year to see where we have come up short in living the life of Christ to each other. I'm going to confess to you that I don't like Lent. Some theologians will say that I've just committed heresy. I'm an introvert. I can't speak for all introverts, but for the people who are, you might understand me if this rings true to you. I take everything internally, meaning that whatever is said or done to or about me, I erroneously interpret it as either I'm liked or disliked. Now, in my mind, I know that this is not rational, but my heart says differently. And during Lent, I am forced to open my life book and review my life, which in turn reopens my many wounds. And this is the reason I don't like Lent. For I have to let Jesus reheal my reopened wounds in order for me to be reconciled to God's love. Last Sunday, after this worship service, I was standing in front of the windows across from the Yeoman Hall, gazing out across the churchyard, looking at the rolling hills on the golf course. And Reverend Mariana came up next to me and asked, "Where are you?" I didn't tell her at the time. But as I was looking at the golf course, I imagined myself on a deserted island of rolling hills, just Jesus and me. Jesus rehealing my wounds, helping me make changes, and reconciling me to God's sweet, forgiving, reviving, embracing, and healing love. Sadly, we have come to believe that Lent is the time of the year where we give up a favorite thing that we like to eat or do or drink for 40 days. And that's it. My friends, that's not Lent. Lent means to change. We can give up our favorites any time of the year, but Lent means to make a change in our lives forever. And I know that's hard to believe and that's hard to hear. Forever? Yes, forever. We either give up something from our lives, or we add something to our lives, or we can do both. It has to be forever, not just for 40 days. By viewing our life book and seeing where we have fallen short of living as Christ, it forces us to make changes. In today's epistle and gospel readings, there's a theme of reconciliation running through them. Once we have reconciled ourselves to God's love through Christ, we then have a new perspective, a new creation of love, respect, acceptance, and appreciation to all of God's children and creation. Let me tell you where we fall short in reconciliation. When citizens in Flint are being poisoned through the water because people in power chose to ignore health over money, reconciliation is not happening. When African Americans are being profiled because the color of their skin doesn't set well with the profiler, reconciliation is not happening. When African American youth and men are being shot and killed by trigger-happy authorities, reconciliation is not happening. When innocent bystanders are being killed because they are at the wrong place at the wrong time, reconciliation is not happening. When the LGBT community is being discriminated because of society's arrogance, reconciliation is not happening. When children and youth are being abused at the hands of ruthless adults, reconciliation is not happening. When women are being discriminated in the workplace and are being abused at home, reconciliation is not happening. When children and youth are being bullied in the schools and are through the social medias, reconciliation is not happening. Even the children or youth who are instigating the bullying is not helping reconciliation. When citizens of a country are being slaughtered at the hands of government leaders and civil strife, reconciliation is not happening. When refugees are fleeing their homelands, seeking refuge and safety in the land of the free, only to be rejected because of our fears, reconciliation is not happening, my friends. When walls are being built instead of barriers being removed, reconciliation is not happening. In God's reconciliation, we learn that the love of Christ controls us. It takes over our being. It is this reconciling love that changes everything about how we perceive each other and live among one another. What we experience then is nothing less than a new creation. Everything old has passed away. Everything new has become present. This reconciling love through Christ makes who we are a difference. In the book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, that was printed in the 1990s, and there's been many different editions of the Chicken Soup, but the original book has a story of a teacher who decided to honor her students by telling them the difference that each one of them made in her life. She called them to the front of the class, one at a time, and presented them with a blue ribbon imprinted with gold letters which read, "Who I am makes a difference." After honoring the students, she gave them extra ones with instructions to go out and spread the acknowledgement to others. One student went to a junior executive in a nearby company to honor him for helping a student with her career planning. She gave the junior executive and some extra ribbons with the same instructions. Later that day, the junior executive went to see his boss, who had been noted as being a grouchy person. You know those people. He told his boss that he admired him for being a creative genius. And the junior executive gave this grouchy boss an extra ribbon, saying, "Would you take this ribbon and pass it on by honoring someone else?" That night, the grouchy boss came home to his 14-year-old son and said, "The most incredible thing happened to me today. One of my junior executives came to my office and told me he admired me. And he gave me this blue ribbon that says, 'Who I am makes a difference,' for being a genius." Imagine. He thinks I'm a genius. He gave me an extra ribbon and asked me to find someone else to pass it on to honor. And as I was driving home tonight, I started thinking of whom I would pass it on. Who would I honor with this ribbon? And I thought of you. I want to honor you. My days are really hectic, and when I come home, I don't pay a lot of attention to you. Sometimes I yell at you for not getting good grades or letting your room become a mess. But tonight, I want to sit here and, well, just to let you know that you do make a difference to me. Besides your mother, you are the most important person in my life. You're a great kid, and I love you." The startled son started to sob and sob. He couldn't stop crying. With tears streaming down his cheeks, his whole body began to shake. His father placed his arm around his shoulder. The son looked up at the father and through his tears said, "I was planning on committing suicide tomorrow, Dad, because I didn't think you got to me. Now I don't have to." This reconciled love of God makes us a new creation. A creation that says, "Who I am does make a difference." If you've come here this morning to this worship service with the idea of singing, praying, hearing the message, and receiving communion, with no plans to be swept into a reconciling new creation, God has other plans. For through our reconciled love in Christ, we now view all people as children of a living, creating, and loving God. and we see God's presence in everyone. Lent is an excellent time for us to reconcile ourselves to the new creation from God, a creation that turns our lives to Christ and see with new eyes. Even in the Lenten season, we can rejoice. Rejoice in the reconciling new creation of God's love, which we then can share with everyone in the church, community, state, nation, and the world. My friends, open your life book. Review it. Even in its painful moments. And be reconciled. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.